Welcome back to Current Thoughts, the podcast where we dig into the ideas, trends, and changes shaping how we live, think, and connect. I'm your host, Jay, along with my wife and co-host, Dee. And today we're diving into a question that's been floating around living rooms, social media feeds, and cinemaphile forums for the past few years. Are streaming platforms killing the movie theater experience? From instant access to blockbuster releases at home to the rise of binge-worthy series and premium streaming memberships, the way we consume entertainment is evolving fast. But what are we losing in the process? Is the magic of the big screen fading or just changing shape? In this episode, we'll explore the nostalgia and power of movie theaters, how streaming giants have disrupted the industry, and whether there is still a place for that shared popcorn-scented cinematic experience in our digital-first world. So grab a snack, whether it's microwave popcorn or a fancy home charcuterie board, and let's jump into it. So do you remember the last movie we saw in the theater and what made that experience memorable or forgettable?
I believe the last movie we saw was Top Gun Maverick and Jurassic Park.
I think you're right. Yeah, that was a double feature.
Yeah, it's been a while for us. I was reminded why I don't go to the theater. People were rude. They were talking, answering telephone calls. There was an older gal next to me that was actually talking to her doctor and had a full conversation during the movie. It's just very frustrating. It didn't make for a very pleasant visit to the theater.
So how do you think streaming one of those movies at home would have changed our experience?
I think as far as the atmosphere, it would have been quieter, obviously, at home, but it wouldn't have given me the same large experience with the big surround sound that a theater provides. That ambiance of a theater is like no other.
Yes and no. I think it's that nostalgia or that experience is fading, just because, again, when you have experiences like we had there, that kind of takes away from there. You're paying large amounts of money to go to a movie theater to see a movie. And yeah, it's nice seeing it on the big screen. It's nice seeing it in like the surround sound and comfy recliners and stuff at the theater. But when you can't control it, when people are disrupting or being loud or what you really can't hear, to me, that the whole point of going it is obviously going to see the movie. And when you're distracted from actually seeing or missing a part of the movie because somebody's talking on their phone or having a conversation that's louder than they need to be, I think that's can get a little frustrating. And it definitely doesn't make me want to go and spend my money, especially as expensive as the movies have been getting.
Right. How have streaming platforms impacted your personal viewing habits compared to when theaters were your only option?
Well, they allow for a more personal viewing experience. They allow you to watch it when you want to watch it, to pause it if you need to go to the restroom or go refill your food or drinks without missing any of the movie. I know that was always a pain point of mine whenever, you know, you go to the theater, you're sitting there, you're waiting for the movie to start. You're drinking your big soda and eating your popcorn. And then all of a sudden, middle of the movie, you have to go to the bathroom to go pee. And you don't want to miss any of the movie, but you can't hold it any longer. So you have to go. And there's no pausing the movie when you're in the theater. So there's a lot less effort needed. And also for us, for example, like we live about an hour away from the nearest theater. And so, you know, that's a lot more effort that we have to do just to go see a movie. Obviously, that's what we did when we saw the double feature when we did, because we wanted to go see a movie, but we didn't want to just, you know, waste the time to spend seeing one movie.
Absolutely. I think we haven't been in so many years. And I think, I don't know, I think the streaming platforms are the way to go, at least for us.
And the cost as well. The costs have gotten astronomical when it comes to going to see a movies. Are going to see a movie with just the ticket prices and then when you add food and concessions to that as well.
Right.
It's just gotten out of hand.
It's an expensive night out.
Yeah, it's just gotten out of hand. So are there movies you intentionally prefer watching at home rather than at a theater?
For me, I would say no, not necessarily.
I would say for me, if I know that the movie is probably going to pull out like emotions to where, you know, you might be shedding a tear or crying, I don't really feel like comfortable walking out of a theater looking like I just bawled my eyes out. So I'd rather actually watch a movie like that at home.
Right.
In the privacy of my home.
Right. I would say most guys probably would say that as well. What do you think theaters offer that streaming at home can never replicate?
For me, I guess it's the nostalgia, but even some of that's kind of been wearing off. I mean, I grew up in an era where, like, the movies was the place you took a date. You know, you obviously it was a place you could afford as a teenager to take a date. And going to the drive-in is something that I remember with my cousins, to where we all just gathered together. It was a cheap alternative to go into the theater and paying, like, for popcorn and drinks for everybody. You could just bring some popcorn from home and drinks in a cooler and go and watch a double feature. And I remember that as a kid, and that has a lot of sentimental value to me. But I think the other thing is that streaming could never really replicate like the 3D movies. Some of the movie theaters now are offering like a 4D kind of experience with either smells or like vibrating seats during action. What about you?
I think the large screen and the motion you feel from the loud sounds, and of course the smell of buttered popcorn. That's my absolute favorite. I'll go into a movie theater, walk in, buy buttered popcorn, and walk out. I don't even have to have the movie. I just want that buttered popcorn. I remember that was something that on one of our first dates, when I came over to your house, we were going to watch a movie, and I stopped off at the movie theater and just bought popcorn for our movie. And when I got there, you're like, you can do that? You can just walk in and get popcorn? And I was like, absolutely. I do it all the time.
So do you think these unique elements are strong enough to keep theaters thriving?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't really either. I mean, I just see it as almost kind of like how like streaming movies has changed like the movie rental business.
Right. You know,
it put it out of business. I mean, right. Blockbuster is no longer. And
even Redbox.
Right.
Right.
So I think it's just a matter of time. You see more and more, obviously, that the town where your daughter lives, there's a theater right down from her house that's closed.
Right.
That, again, used to be open, but probably they're not getting the business. And, you know, in order to incorporate a lot of these newer features, obviously they have to raise the prices to cover the cost. And it's just, I don't see it as a viable business model down the road.
Right. I think with everybody's lifestyle, how everybody's so busy, that just the convenience of being able to watch that at home, and it obviously it's more affordable. If you have four kids, you're going to want to watch that movie probably more at home, and you're not going to take four kids to a theater and spend that much money, because you're looking at a couple hundred dollars just to see a movie when you can create that same atmosphere at home.
I agree.
Can you think of a moment when streaming a movie at home was significantly better than watching in a theater? And what factors do you think contribute to that?
Well, for me, I think, as I mentioned before, the comfort of your home, being able to watch it in the comfort of your home, the cost, it's a lot cheaper to watch it at home, and the ability to pause whenever you need it. That's something that you're not missing any part of the movie. I know for you, a lot of times, like, especially when we're watching a long movie, you can't sit still that long, so you have to get up and move around, and so that's okay. I'm able to pause it, so we're not missing anything, and it works out better, I think, for us.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can watch whenever you want. You push pause, have a snack once or twice, and you're on your own schedule. You don't have to sit there during the whole movie. And a lot of movies are getting longer as well, so that comes into play as far as the restroom breaks.
So how has the convenience of streaming affected your willingness to spend money on theater experiences?
Pretty much it has affected our willingness completely. We just don't go to the theater anymore. I mean, it's been a few years since we've even been.
Yeah, and I think a big contribution to that one is the fact that again, we just live an hour away. So it's the time it takes to even go into town to see a movie. And even when we do, like, again, we're worried about the cost as well. So we're even talking about, like, if we're going to go to the movies, we're going to, like, go to the drive-in or something.
Right.
Where you can see a double feature or something, and for a lot cheaper than going to a regular theater.
Right.
But I think that's also something that we both grew up with the drive-in. And so it has, like, a sentimental value for us as well. So we...
Yeah, we both love to go to the drive-in. I would much rather go to the drive-in than the regular theater.
So was there anything that would entice you back into the theaters more regularly?
I don't know if anything really would. It's hard to change once you've adapted to the streaming services, especially the actors and the actresses have all, gone over to streaming services. So it's not like you're getting, actors and actresses that can't act on streaming services. But the only thing I can think of would be maybe if they lower the cost and they have employees monitoring the theaters more, so your experience may be better than what for us it has been in the past.
I think even then, though, there would be no guarantees. To me, I think the only thing that would probably entice me more would be, obviously, if we had a theater close to us, that might incentivize us. But I think the cost is just something that, even if we have one close to us, I think it would still deter us.
Right.
Or either that, or it would just be kind of like a treat to go out because the cost is so expensive.
Right. Well, I remember, this has been quite a while, where they had the dollar theaters. And we love that. They're older movies, but you still get that experience. You still get the popcorn. And it was like $1 or $3 to go. And something like that, yeah, I'm willing to do that. Because then if my experience isn't that great, then I'm not out a bunch of money.
The only thing I had a problem with the dollar theaters was the fact that they were typically older. So obviously they were able to charge a little bit less because of that. They didn't have the upkeep, I guess. And because of that, it was hit or miss on the cleanliness of the theaters themselves.
Right. So let's talk nostalgia. What's your favorite memory of going to the movies, and could streaming ever capture that same magic for you?
For me, I think I have a lot of nostalgia about, again, taking a date there or going to the drive-in with my cousins to see a double feature. Streaming can replace taking the date there, but not going to the drive-in. The drive-in is something that, you're in your car or you're sitting outside your car and you're watching it on a big screen outside. Like, you just can't replace that at home.
Right. Yeah, my favorite memory is when I was a kid and we would go to the drive-in. Life was simpler with fewer options. And I don't think I ever went to a theater, we called it the walk-in theater, when I was a teenager. And I don't think I ever went to a walk-in until after I was 10, maybe even later. We only had one theater in our town with two screens, and it was a treat to go. It wasn't something that my parents really went to. Like, I don't even know if I saw a movie in a walk-in theater with my mother until my daughter graduated college. So in 2015, my mom went to the walk-in with us. And that was like pulling teeth because she didn't really want to go. And so prior to that, my mom took us to the drive-in, but I can't remember a time that she ever took us to a walk-in. And it was just a cheaper option for a family to pile in the car, pile in your snacks, go to the drive-in. And streaming just can't capture those same magic as going to a drive-in.
Did you ever go on dates to, like, regular in the movie theater as when you were, like, a teenager?
When I was a teenager, yeah, I did. I went to the walk-in. But there again, I was a teenager probably by the time I went to a walk-in theater. I was probably 12 or older when I went to a walk-in. It just wasn't something that was my family really did much of. It's weird to me to look back and say that, but it just wasn't a thing that we did.
I still remember being a very young kid, and my parents taking us to go see Star Wars, the original Star Wars in the theater, or E.T., the original E.T. movie. And I mean, it was, again, I guess my parents like to go to the theater, so we kind of went probably a little more often than you did. But again, back then they didn't have the streaming services, and it was a lot cheaper to take a family to the theaters.
A lot cheaper.
So I don't think nostalgia alone can keep movie theaters relevant. Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because the only one that has the nostalgia are the older generation. The younger generation doesn't really have that. So I think it'll eventually just kind of die off.
It's kind of sad, though, because I could see, like, the regular movie theaters because, again, the cost that they're doing. But, like, the drive-in, I would love to see more drive-ins.
Yeah.
I think that would be the benefit, because it does offer a different experience.
Right.
So in your opinion, have streaming services improved or diluted the quality of movies we now watch regularly?
I think they've improved. I think you see, like I said earlier, I think you see more, you know, A-list actors and actresses putting movies on the streaming services. And I think the movies have gotten better in quality.
I kind of think they're a little more diluted. I think that because there are more movies that are coming out like direct to the streaming services as opposed to just in the theater and then eventually ending up on the streaming services, I think like Netflix and Hulu, they're all, you know, basically paying to have original movies made strictly for them. And yeah, they're using A-listers and stuff, but I think that's giving like directors like more creativity to make more movies. And obviously when you make more movies, you're going to have, you know, more movies to pick from, but you're also going to have, I mean, there's a lot of movies that you don't watch that come out.
Right.
So there's a lot of movies. And so you have a lot more to select from. So I think that's kind of why I say that it's more diluted, but that's just my opinion.
So do you think certain types of films thrive more on streaming platforms versus the theaters?
I don't think that they thrive more on the streaming platforms. I think there's more movies that thrive more in the theaters. Again, if you have a movie that's like, I don't know, a big action movie or something that you're seeing in 3D is going to be a lot better than watching it at home and have a more immersive experience. Right. I'm thinking of like, God, what was that movie with the blue people? Avatar.
Yeah, right.
Avatar was an amazing movie to see in 3D. And it probably just wouldn't have done it justice watching it at home, even if you have a big screen at home.
Right. Yeah, I agree. If theaters disappeared entirely, what do you think would be the biggest loss culturally or socially?
It would probably be the impact of seeing a movie with friends socially. I know a lot of times we would go as a group with friends to go see movies. And then afterwards, we were able to, you know, discuss them because we were all watching the same movie at the same time. And we were able to have discussions about it afterwards after watching the movie.
Yeah, it was fresh on your mind at the time instead of watching it at home and then maybe your friends watching it a week later and then trying to discuss, you know, what the movie was about. Some of it will be lost. I think it's date night. No more dinners in a movie. No more friends hanging out at the theater. Little things like that.
And if the drive-ins go away, then obviously you take away that nostalgia that, you know, younger generation may never experience.
Correct. Yeah, I don't think there's too many drive-ins left in the country.
There's not. But maybe they're making a comeback, just like roller rinks are.
Right. Right.
So are there any aspects of theater-going culture you think are already disappearing due to streaming?
I don't really. What do you think?
I think like other than like the diehard movie watchers, like my brothers who pay like a monthly membership to go to see a movie in theaters each week, others are just saving money by watching movies at home.
Yeah, I agree. From a practical standpoint, what are your biggest frustrations with movie theaters today and that streaming has helped solve?
I think for me, by far, the biggest one has been cost. But secondary would obviously be able to, you're able to control the disruptions when you're at home because right. you can just hit the remote and pause it. Even if there's something that comes up, I know we don't do this in movies as much, but I know we were watching TV shows and there's something that like one of us, it triggers a thought in one of our heads. We pause the show and we actually discuss it, like give our opinion and perspective. And we can do that. We can't do that or in a theater.
Right. Right. I think some, the rude people and the expensiveness of it as well. I know we keep going back to the cost of movies, but it's just gotten so out of control. And the cost of going, I think it's just out of control. It's so expensive. How could theaters adapt to address those frustrations and stay competitive?
I only really see that the theaters can control one of those frustrations, and that's the cost. But I don't see that being a possibility just because of their overhead.
Right.
And so therefore, that's why I don't see the theaters really lasting.
Right, right. And I'm sure they're paying more for the movies now, too, because, you know, actors and everybody's making more money to create that movie. And so then when they lease it to the theaters are paying a lot more money as well. So they've got to pass that cost on to the consumer, of course. So lowering the cost probably isn't going to happen anytime soon.
So do you think the rise of streaming encourages filmmakers to take a more creative risk, or does it limit their creativity and why?
I don't really think it affects their creativity. As long as people are still watching in any form, then I think they will continue as they are, whether it's a big screen or streaming.
See, and I think because more platforms like Netflix, Apple Plus, Amazon Prime, Hulu, they're all paying to have original movies made for their platforms specifically, I think that gives more opportunity to filmmakers to where they're able to make some of these films that maybe the studios wouldn't have allowed them to make for the big screen. So I think it does allow them a little more a little more risks to take creatively if they wanted to, just for the sheer fact of having more opportunities.
Right. Can you think of a film that illustrates that point?
I can't really think of a specific film that illustrates that point, but again, just having all the options, the extra options, it just appears there's just more movies being released. And I would imagine this would offer more creative options to make movies.
Right.
So how do you feel about movies released simultaneously in theaters and on streaming platforms? Does it enhance or diminish the experience for you?
I don't think it affects me anyway because I don't go to theaters. So for me, I don't think it's a factor, and I wouldn't think that it would be a factor for anybody else, but maybe it would. If somebody wants to go to the theater, they're going to go to the theater. If they want to watch it at home, they're going to watch it at home. It just depends on what you're used to and what you like doing. Some people probably love going to the theater and money's no object, so they just pay it because it's all they know or all they remember.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference either way to me or not. I think the only thing that really would make a difference for me would be if it was a movie that I thought would be really good to see, like in 3D or something.
Right.
That would be the only thing that really makes a difference to me, whether I see it in a theater or just wait to watch it at home. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine that the theaters are too thrilled about streaming platforms basically releasing it simultaneously, at least before in the past.
Right.
It used to be released in the theater and at least, you know, had a few weeks or a month before it hit the streaming platform. So that gave like the theaters at least a exclusivity time frame before the streaming platforms were able to get it.
Right, right. So do you think streaming platforms are changing the way we share movies as social experiences?
Absolutely.
Yes, our conversations have shifted. Instead of discussing the movie when we get out of the theater, kind of like what you had said earlier, we now discuss movies at home in social settings after we've all watched them, whether it's at a barbecue or at just a getting together with friends. It's probably been a few weeks since you've actually watched the movie. So it's not something that you're discussing all at the same time. Is watching a movie at home with friends or family more or less enjoyable than sharing that experience in a theater?
I would say it would be more, as long as you have enough comfortable seating, because it offers the ability to have your own food or drink options. And then afterwards, you're not expected to leave. And rather, you can hang out and talk about your thoughts of the movie while it's still fresh in your mind. I think that's something, again, like you just discussed, a lot of times nowadays with the streaming platforms, you know, you're watching the movies individually at different times. And so, like, it's harder to have a little more in-depth conversation about the movie.
Right.
Because you don't know if they've watched it yet or not, or they may have watched it a week or two before or after you, and therefore it may not be as fresh on their minds or your mind. And it just, yeah, that's kind of a shame.
Right. I agree. I just think that people that, like, back in the day, you were going to the movies a lot more, I think, and now people are going a lot less. And so I don't see a lot of people, friends and family, actually getting together and having movie night at their home, just because it's so much more intimate and easier just to do it on the fly. So you actually have to be diligent about saying, hey, let's, the six of us, get together tonight and watch a movie, you know, or in a week, let's get together and watch. I don't see a lot of that happening. So that's kind of an issue in itself, just because the streaming platforms, people just like to, you know, they're busy. They're just watching. They're up at night and they can't sleep, so they're watching at 11 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning. And so I just don't see a lot of people getting together like that in their own homes to do something like that.
I think the only time that we actually do something like that is like when we go up and visit your daughter and we're staying with her or something, and we all just decide we're going to watch a particular movie, a movie or something came out, and we decide we're going to watch something together.
Right.
So we sit down together and watch it. But yeah, I mean, how many times do we go over to your mom's house? We never go over there to watch a movie.
No.
We go over there to drink and hang out and talk and socialize.
Right. Like I said, there again, that shows, like, movies in my family were not a thing even growing up, and they still aren't. You mentioned going and seeing E.T. I remember seeing E.T., but I can't tell you where or who I was with, if I was with my mom, or did I wait till it came out on Beta or VHS or whatever platform? I have no idea. I do remember seeing Purple Rain in the theater in Los Angeles. And other than that, and that wasn't with my parents. That was with my friend's mom. Other than that, like I said, I just don't remember going to the walk-in theater. It's sad.
I just laugh every time you say that, because I've never heard it referred to as the walk-in theater.
That's what it was for us. It was the walk-in theater. It was, yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, I just don't remember going to our theater very often. And then I remember when they said they were going to tear it down, and it was like, it was horrible to think that they were taking it out. But then I think back, well, I never really went anyway. So, yeah, it was kind of, yeah, that's what we called it. We called it the walk-in, because we all went to the drive-in, I think. And the drive-in was more everybody's thing. And the walk-in, like I said, you only had two screens in our town.
I think, though, we grew up differently too, because, like I said, my family, we were really big in watching movies. And so there was a lot of times when we got together that I would always ask you, oh, have you ever seen this movie? Have you ever seen that movie? And you're like, no, I haven't. Yeah. And like, it wasn't a big thing for you. And like, I'm always like, hey, babe, there's a new movie. Let's go watch it or something. Or hey, there's a new movie. Let's, you know, watch it on Netflix or stream it or whatever. And sometimes it's hard to just get you to sit down for an entire movie. It's probably easier to get you to watch a TV show.
It is. I'd probably rather organize than watch a movie. Unless the movie's about organizing.
So in your opinion, what's the ideal future scenario for theaters and streaming to coexist, if there is one?
I think there are three types of people. Those who go to the theater on a regular basis, those who only stream, and those who enjoy both. As long as there are movies, people will continue to watch. The price needs to come into effect, though.
Yeah, I really don't know if there really is a... ideal future scenario, just because, like I said, I just, as a business, thinking as a business owner, if I was a business owner of a theater, you're trying to figure out a way to bring more people in, but I know the cost plays a big thing. And then, of course, you know, you can't really control a lot of the aspects of watching a movie. Even if it wasn't like everybody's completely great and what, you know, in tune to watching the movie in the theater, you're not having anybody answering their calls or talking too loud or throwing stuff at you or anything like that. You still have that effect of what happens if I have to go, it's a long movie and I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of it. You can't control that. You have to go out and go use the restroom otherwise.
Yeah, but I think that the theaters are going to have to step up. I think they're going to, obviously with technology, 3D is a pretty basic thing nowadays, where back in the day it was, you know, it was a huge ordeal when it first came out and it was different. I think they're going to go to more 4D with that experience. And I think that with technology, they're going to, if they want to stay in business, I think they're just going to have to keep stepping it up to keep people, to grab their attention, because you really can't have that kind of experience at home.
But at what cost?
Right.
I mean, the cost is going to have to go up to add on these features.
But I think there's people out there that don't care about the cost.
Well, then I guess, yeah, it's going to basically be for the super rich.
Right.
But then again,
people that
the super rich can actually just build a theater room in their house.
Right. No, I just think that there are some people that that's their form of entertainment. Yeah. And if it's going to cost them $100 or $200 to watch a movie, they're willing to pay that.
You may be right. Just not us.
Not us. No, not at all. So what unique role can each play in enhancing an overall enjoyment of the movies?
I think I would agree with you. I guess, again, the only thing that theaters really can do to enhance the overall enjoyment of movies is offering more of a more immersive experience.
Right.
I am starting to see that the times we have gone to the movie theater, like obviously, you know, it's not that standard seating that it used to be. It's now these power recliners and stuff that we're going to. They're actually having like different types of food options in there as well, including like alcoholic drinks, right, in some of them.
Which, and waitresses or waiters that come to you.
Right. So they're doing stuff like that. But again, to me, that stuff doesn't matter, because to me, the whole experience of going to the theater is getting a popcorn, a soda, and candy, and going and watching a theater, or right, watching a movie together.
Right. Yep.
So that doesn't really do it for me. It may do it for some people. It may entice some people, but again, not for me.
Right. I agree.
So has the ability to easily pause, rewind, or binge watch changed your overall appreciation or enjoyment of movies?
Yeah, I think we touched on this a little bit too. Absolutely. Streaming is super convenient, and it doesn't cost any more per month. You can watch 20 movies, 50 movies, 100 movies in a month if you want, where you can watch one movie, and I think it's completely better.
Yeah, I just love, obviously, again, having that convenience of that control to be able to pause it whenever you need to pause it.
Right.
For whatever reason it is, whether it's using the restroom, getting up to get more food or drink, or just taking a break and needing to pause for a minute. Maybe, right, it was an intense scene and you're an emotional scene where you're crying and stuff, and you kind of got to get yourself together and compose yourself to,
right. Or the kids are crying, right, or the kids are fighting, or the dog needs to go out, or who knows what, but at least you have that ability to be able to do that and come back to it. Shoot. Some people probably take a day or two to watch a movie because they start it and then they can't finish it, which that is not a good thing.
Yeah, that would I say if you're doing it like that, then you're probably ruining your movie experience, because you're probably not able to follow along exactly what all happened. You probably start forgetting, well, what happened then.
Right, and you could become very frustrated with streaming services. Absolutely.
That's just more or less just the lack of time of probably being able to watch,
right,
that movie.
Right. Has that affected your attention span or patience when watching movies in theaters?
It hasn't changed my attention span or patience, but when I do go see a movie in the theater, I do have a tendency of being a little more mindful of not drinking too much at the beginning of the movie. So that way I don't have to get up to use, right, the restroom, so I won't miss any of the movie. I can hold it to the end.
Right.
And yep. especially if it's a longer movie. If I know it's going to be a longer movie, I definitely wait more to the middle of the movie to start even drinking.
Right. Which that's hard to do because as soon as you get your popcorn and you sit down and you're there 15 or 20 minutes before the movie, I know that sometimes our popcorn is almost gone. So it's like, oh, we get a free refill. Let's go get a free refill. That's not always the best thing for us, but we take advantage of it anyway. And so, yeah, by the beginning of the movie, your soda's almost gone, your popcorn's almost gone, and you're like, darn it, I should have waited. But it's right in front of you. It's hard to do. If you could design the perfect movie watching experience, blending best of both worlds, theater and streaming, what would it look like to you?
It would be having my own theater room in my house with a remote in my hand. Something that basically would seat enough people that if I wanted to invite friends over, they all would have their own little seat as well. Again, I'm not super rich, so I don't see that coming anytime soon.
Well, we had our own theater room.
Yeah.
It just wasn't big enough for lots of people. You could get...
3 or 4, maybe.
You could get... Depending on your seating, you could have gotten more in there. But yeah, we had our own, and we didn't utilize it. But we didn't have streaming services either, like we have now, either. So that made a big difference because we couldn't just say, oh, hey, this is going to be, you know, this is coming up on Netflix. Let's watch this. Well, Netflix wasn't as big when we had our theater room either. So, yeah, that would be nice to be able to have that. But I think theater popcorn is like no other. You can make popcorn at home as much as you want, but I'm sorry, it's just not the same. And there again, we had our own popcorn machine. So it's good and it seems like it's the same, but I don't know what it
is. We don't have the butter. Just, we don't have the butter machine.
No, we didn't have the butter. Yeah, to squirt. Yeah.
We had the butter, but it wasn't like hot butter.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, there's nothing like theater popcorn, which we're both trying to eat healthier nowadays, but. When you go to the theater, you got to splurge on the popcorn. It's just not a movie without it. What's one innovative feature you'd love to see in movie theaters moving forward?
Like I mentioned earlier, maybe adding smells or moving or vibrating seats during the action movies to create more of an immersive experience that you can't get at home.
Right. Yeah. And I think something like the Sphere in Vegas, that's what I'm saying by them. They're going to have to increase that experience. And if you saw something at the Sphere that's completely a dome, well, yeah, you're not going to get that at home. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but how expensive do you think tickets like that
are? I have no idea. There again.
I know.
Some people don't care about that.
I get that. But I mean, I think there's more and more people, obviously, especially nowadays with the economy and people struggling with more higher cost. I think that's something that, again, that's entertainment. That's more of a leisure thing. So I think with, people budgeting a little bit more, they're not going to have that excess spending money to go to a theater or pay $60, $70 a ticket.
Yeah, but I think if they do it right, like I just saw an ad saying that Snow White was coming, or no, not Snow White, sorry. The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Sphere. Now, that would be something that I would be interested in seeing at the Sphere. It's not something I would do all the time, but The Wizard of Oz is just iconic, and it's a classic. And that's something that I would probably be willing to spend a little bit more money to see something like that in the Sphere. And I think you're going to have a lot of people that are willing to do that. It's a very popular movie. Same with if you took maybe Jaws. Something like that. Something people like. Obviously, you have to update it and change it a little bit. But I just think that Sphere atmosphere is something that is an enhanced experience. It's not just a regular movie theater.
Yeah, I think maybe it might entice some people, but I just don't know if that would be enough to keep a theater in business. Now, obviously, the Sphere does a lot more, so they do concerts and other events inside there as well.
Right, but then there again, look at how much concerts have gotten.
Yeah.
They've gotten expensive, but people still go, and they still sell out. So there's those people out there that are willing to spend tons of money on different experiences.
I don't know where they're coming up with the money, but I guess if they have that money to spend, I'm definitely not one that would ever spend that kind of money on a, like a Taylor Swift or something. Like,
no.
No way.
Right. Yeah. We're not in that bracket for sure.
Well, it's just, again, everybody has like their own preference on what they want to spend their money on, especially right. when it comes to like entertainment or right. something for pleasure as opposed to something they actually need. And, you know, to each their own when it comes right. to that.
Right. But we just got to be mindful that there are those people out there that are willing.
So what do you guys think? Do you think theaters are going to be sticking around, or do you think streaming service is going to take the theater business out of business? Let us know in the comments, and we hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. And
until next time.